going to be hoitzi olav ksav yodoi shuchayvloi. Let's say somebody has an IOU, takes out a ksav yodoi. That means it's not a star that Eden signed on it. I just have a piece of paper that says IOU, that the loiva wrote down a piece of paper, IOU $1,000. Hoitzi olav ksav yodoi shuchayvloi goyvim minchosim b'nechorin. That's not cool like a star. You can't collect from property that he sold already. The malva could only collect again from b'nei chayrim. That's not cool like a star. Oriv hayoytse liacha chitun shtars. Let's say you had a star that was written up, somebody owes $100, and after the Eidim signed on the star, then you have an Oriv that was signed on the bottom, that Yitzchak says, I became the Oriv. I'm an Oriv over here. Spam says, it means, shekosa b'teicha shtar, acha chasim seidim. After the Yadim signed on the Shtar Halvo, then some wrote on the bottom of that, Ani Ploini Ploini Arif, Ani Yitzchak Ben Moshe, I'm an Arif. So Halacha is, Goyvim in Achosim B'nei Chorin, you can only collect from B'nei Chorin in Arif. In other words, this Arif is considered like Balteh, it's not considered like the Arif has a Shtar to his Aravis. And if he would have wrote the Aravis in the Shtar itself before the Yadim signed on it, so then the Edom are finding that this Yitzchak ben Moshe is an Oruv, and then on the side that the Loiva can't pay back, the Malva has the right to go to the Oruv, to go to the guarantor, and even if the guarantor sold property, he could collect from that property Mishabadim also. But here that the Oruv wrote his name after the Edom sign, that's not considered like a star, you cannot collect from Mishabadim, only from B'nei Chayrim. Kaivim Nechasim B'nei Chayrim. Maisa, what's happened in a case of Bnei Rabbi Shmuel, such a case like this, that came in front of Rabbi Shmuel, for Yom, and he told him, Mishno, Goyvim in Chosim Bnei Chorin. This Oriv, even though he wrote down his name in the Shtar, but since he wrote down his name after the Chsim HaSa'idim, it's not considered like a Shtar in this, and therefore only collects Goyvim in Chosim Bnei Chorin. Oh, Maloi Benenas, Benenas says, no, Ein a Goyvim Loim in Chosim Mishabod, Loim in Chosim Bnei Chorin. I hold such an Oruv means nothing. You can't collect from neither. Not from B'nei Chorin, and not even the property the Oruv himself has. Omolod, he said back to him, why not? Like Lama, why not? Like the Chur, the person's route, wrote in the Shtar that he's an Oruv, he's a guarantor. And the Gemara said before, an Oruv is not Meshabed. But the Chur, the Mishnah before held that an Oruv is Meshabed. So why doesn't he have to pay back, at least from B'nei Chorin at least? Omolod, he said back like this. B'nenes like this. Harei ha-choynek es echad bashuk. What's going to be if somebody's choking somebody else in the street? In other words, he's telling the guy, give me money, he's choking him. Umotza chaverin, his friend comes along, v'yomalein, his friend tells the malva, listen, hanachloi, leave this poor guy alone. What are you choking him? You're killing him, he owes you $100. You're killing him. You should know, leave him alone, don't choke him. V'niyat l'cho, and I'll take care of you. What are you choking him for? Because he owes you $100. Come to me tomorrow, come to my office tomorrow, I'll take care of you. In such a case, you know what? Potter. He comes to his office tomorrow, he can throw him out of his office. He didn't mean he doesn't have to pay him any money. Such an Oruv does not really mean that I'll pay you tomorrow. All it means to say is, don't choke this guy. That's not cool that you're an Oruv. Shiloi ala menosei haveyu. Because here, when the real loan took place, the Oruv wasn't there yet. So you don't have the svar we had before. A regular Oruv means if the Malva doesn't want to give away the money, he's afraid. And the Loiva says, listen, I'll get you a guarantor. So then the Malva only gives the money because of the guarantor. Then we say the guarantor has a tremendous hanor, that because of me he's giving money, he really means to be Meshavet, he has to pay back. But here the loan took place a month ago. And now the guy's coming to collect the money. And all the guarantor just meant to do was tell this guy don't kill him. He does not mean to be Mechayev himself. So therefore, that's not called an Oruv. So that's where Ben Aslan Stam learns in Dishtar also, that the Oruv is signed later. We have no proof to say the Oruv was there b'shas halvo. It wasn't because of him, and therefore it doesn't mean anything. That's what Rambam says. Om the Bible, let's verse from the Mishnah. Om le Ben Aslan ain't a goyva. The chol Oruv shel acha matin mois, like Mestan of you signed after the Shtar means after the Mais halvo took place. Now they found an Oruv. So it was after the money was given over already. So a heavy Oruv, then you're not considered, even though you say you're a guarantee, I guarantee, that's called words, asmas to the alma means nothing. Why? Shaloi ala manosai fiatuchosai shal Oruv zehalveyu. Like the Malva did not shell out the money because of the Oruv.
He shelled out the money even before the Yarov was there. Just later, after the Leiva received the money, now somebody comes along and says a nice word to the Malva, don't worry, I'll take care of you. That means nothing. El Ezo Arif, what's called an Arif? Shuchai, that he has to pay. Says like this, Halveyu. If Vani Naisen Lecho, that if Shimon the Malva is afraid to lend Reuven the money, so Reuven tells Shimon, don't be afraid, I'll have somebody to guarantee you. And the guarantee comes, and then the Malva lends the money because of the guarantee, because of the Oriv, that's called an Oriv that's Mechayiv. Chayiv. Why? Shekein Alamanos Halveyu. Because of your words that you said you paid back, that's why the Malva gave out the money. That's called a good Oriv. But later, you're not Mechayiv. The Yomar Rabbi Shmuel, Haroitza Sheyachkim, somebody wants to become smart, Yasek Bedina Mamnis. You should learn Sedin Ezekin. Learn these Masechtas, the Babis, Sanhedrin, next Masechta. Learn Adina Mamnis. Why? Shame Lecho Mikzaya Batera. There's no portion in the Torah. Yoysim Hen. That takes more Divrei Chochma, takes more wisdom to know than Dina Mamnis. Vehein Kemayin Hanoiva. It's mamish like a mine, like a well that gives off, keeps on sprouting out the Chochma of Dina Mamnis. For Yaroitza Shiyasik Badina Mamnis. Whoever wants to be Isaac really to know Dina Mamnis is good, Yeshamish as Shimon ben Enes. He should learn by Shimon ben Enes. Let him have knowledge. You have a good Rebbe. Have somebody good that knows the Loch is, and he'll be able to teach it to you. Dina Mamnis is very hard. You have to have a good Rebbe to learn Dina Mamnis from. Amar Ula. Ula says like this now. Shino, Dvar Torah midi Raisa, Echod Milva Bishtar. Whether somebody, when he lent money, they wrote up a star. No, when they first lent the money, it was only done in front of two Edim. They did not write it down. But Lamaisa, this Edim here, that Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon. The Locher is later when Shimon wants to collect his money, even if Reuven has no more money left, Midiraisa, Goivim and Achosim Mishabodim. Midiraisa, when the Malva lent the money, the Loiva now is Mishubit to pay back, and not only him, but even his property also. His property is Meshubit right now. And therefore, if he sells his property in between, and later he has no more money, the Malva Midiraisa has the right to take away that property. My time, and what's the reason? Shibudi the Iraisa. Tesvari in the Iraisa, Rash Rashi says, Rashbam, Yoitzi Alecho Ovut, Vuadin Lamekakoi. Vadash Naposta, there's a Svari in the Iraisa, the Shibut. That when you lend money, as soon as you lent the money, it's chalas shibud aguf, means you're responsible to pay it back. So not only are you responsible, but any property, anything that you own, is meshubud, is responsible to see, it should be paid back. Therefore, if you sell your karka next week, midiraisa, it's meshubud, even balpeh, really the malva has a right to collect from it. But if so, how come the Mishnah says not like that? V'yela matam omru, how come our Mishnah says that only, that a milvah peh ain't a goy ve'elam nechosim b'nei chorim? How come our Mishnah says, mashmetz midi rabbonin? The rabbonin said that if the milvah only took place by peh in front of the wagon, there was no star, you could only collect from b'nei chorim the property the Leiv himself has, and you cannot collect from b'nei chorim, mishabodim. Why not? It's a tekonim of the rabbonin, mishum sedet lekuchas. Because otherwise we're afraid, people will always be afraid to buy property. Like whenever they buy property, they don't know this if the moicher, the seller, owes somebody money, then maybe tomorrow they'll come and take away my property. So people will be afraid to buy property. That's called pseded lekuchas. We don't want the people that bought the property to lose out. So therefore, the svar is like Masunsi. If you're afraid of the people that buying property shouldn't lose out, so milva b'shtar nami. So even though the first loan took place b'shtar, so what? So Rabbanu should also make a tekana. But if the loiva later on sells his property to somebody else, that the malva can't take it away from the poor buyer. What do you want from the buyer? So Mura says no. Hosom inhu ninu the yasidu al nafshayu. There they themselves lost out. They made a mistake themselves. What's the svara? Because a shtar has a curl. If you lend somebody money and you write up a shtar, there's a document written up that has a curl. Everybody knows about it. So it's going around town, everybody knows, you should know that this Reuven here, he owes somebody $1,000. So therefore, Reuven is going to sell his property now, whoever goes to buy his property, like, should have known that you should know he owes people money. So you should know, if you buy his property now, it may be taken away from you. So therefore, if you bought it, it's your own tough luck while you bought it. That's the difference. Milva b'shtar, if there was a shtar there, we say everybody knows about it. So therefore, lekuchas, the ones that bought his property, realized it, and if they bought it, it's their tofik, it's taken away. My shenken, if the loan was not written down in a shtar, just a milva b'ater, that people don't hear about. So now we're afraid that people do not know that this Reuven owes somebody money. So Reuven is selling his house. Someone thinks, Kavaltik, I need a house to live in. I'll buy his house. See if the locher is later when Reuven can't pay back his loan. So Mavik could take away his house. People will lose out. So that's what Rabbanu made a takana that a milva b'ater you can't take away from Lekuchais. But a milva b'shtar, since there's a curl, they themselves should have realized before. This is the way Ula learns. However, that's how we pass also. Midiraisa, Shibir is the Iraisa. However, for Rabbi said not like that. For Rabbi Amano, you should know Devat Torah Midiraisa, Echad Milva Bishtar, Viechad Milva Pe, Ein Agoyva Elam Nechasim B'nei Cherin. My time is Shibud Elav Diraisa. He holds Midiraisa, there's no Din Shibud. Midiraisa, when you borrow money, the Pshat is, you have to pay back. It's Chalachiv Haguf, it's on you to pay back. So when it comes time to pay back, if you have money or you have property then, you have to pay with your property. But if you sold the property already, midiraisa, that property you sold, it's not your property anymore, so Malva has no right to come and take it. He owed Shibude Lav Diraisa. If so then, my time, Omru, how come our Mishnah says that Milva Bishtah Goyva Menachosim Mishibodim? How come there is such a takono that a Milva Apeh you could collect from Mishibodim? Why? It's the Rabbonim the corner. Why the Rabbonim Masakin you collect from Mishibodim? I'll tell you, we had to make a corner, otherwise people won't lend money. People will be afraid to lend money. Like if they know that later when they come to collect the money, they could only collect from the property that he has, and if he sold all his property before, people won't lend money. The marbles will be afraid to lend money. They won't be able to collect from the labor. So the takana for the labor is that people should want to lend money to make this takana that in case he had property and he sold it, you have right to take it away. For the Mori Hochi is so, Milva Penami, make the takana any type of a loan that the marbles has the right to collect. So Mori says, no, the same Svar Hossam Lesla Koyla. Boy, Milva Balpeh, that is no koil. So then, true, there should be a takana for the marbles, but we're also afraid of Lekuchas. What do you want from the poor people that bought the property and they don't realize that this property, you know, the person owes money? So since a milva b'ater that people don't hear, there's no curl, people do not know that this Reuven owes money, so when Reuven sells his property, somebody bought his property, what do you want Nebuch from the one that bought his property? So therefore we don't take it away from him. Only by a milva b'shtar, there we don't have that problem. Because the milva b'shtar, everybody knows that this Reuven owes money. So if you go to buy Reuven's house, you should know that there may be problems. That since Reuven owes people money, and you know that Midrabbonim is halacha that the Malva has the right to take away this house, so before you buy Reuven's house, you think it over twice. And if a person still buys it, see Yehu the Asher Nashe. Since the Machoik is Ulen Rabba, if Shibudi is derived from Midrabbonim. For the Gemara, is this true? Miyama Rabba Hoch is the truth of Rabba Seletis. I've Oma Rabba, Rabba said, Govu Karko, Yeshla, if you collect property, you keep it. Govu Moyes Einloi, if you collect money, you don't have it. The father was a malva. Now when the kids collect the money from the people that owe to the father, if they collect karka, so instead like that karka was meshuba to the father, and therefore b'chor takes two portions of it. That's what Rabbi himself said. If the kids collect karka from the father's loans, says so yeshloi, the b'chor takes two portions. Govu mois, if they only collect money, ain't loy. But if they collect property, we consider like it was meshuba to the father. So who is this shibud is iraisa? The chita maybe you tell me epoch change around the rabba ula the ula the rabba. Maybe here change it around. Rabba is the one that says shibud is iraisa, and ula said it's not iraisa. Mora says no. The Oma Ula, Ula himself said clearly that Tvat Torah Bal Choyv Dina Bizaburius. That Midiraisa Bal Choyv is Bizaburius. So, but Rashman says, Benafka Perakana Babakama, Vavisha Sharata Noisa Boyotzi, Madak Beshlod Moitzi Apollon Chulam, Alma Shibuddi Bizaburus Diraisa. You see a Baal Choyv has a right to take away property. So if you see you could take away property, Tzarayi Shibudi is the Raisa. So Ula has told Shibud is the Raisa. So then Rabbah has told the Slav the Raisa. So it's a Spirit in Rabbah. How could Rabbah say before in Yesh Neichlin that if the Yorshim collect property for their father, if they collect property, a Bechor takes two portions of that? Because you say Shibud is the Raisa, they had it from before. It's more like this. Rabbah Taina de Bnei Marov Komar Velele Sirule. There before the Gemara in Yesh Neichlin, Rabbah was only explaining the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, that they hold Shibudi is the Raisa. That's why the Bechor takes two portions of it. But Rab himself holds a Galo Gemaria, Shibudi is Lavdi Raisa, Vada Bechor would not take two portions. Rab Shmuel, the Yarmut of Adei, both say, Milver Aper Ein Goyver Leimin Ayoshim. We had before. A Milver Aper, somebody lends money, not a Nishtar, just in front of Tuedim, and then the Leiver dies, even though we left over money and the kids Yashim, their father, ain't a girl, you have no right to collect min ayorshim, v'lei min alakuchas. You can't collect, if the property was sold, you can't collect from alakuchas. My time, what's the reason? Also, they owe shibudi lav yiraisa. Shibudi is lav yiraisa. So really, when the father dies, that's it. It's only a shibud aguf, you can only collect from the leiv himself. When the leiv himself goes, you can't collect from him. Ah, his property, the kids are taken over, but the old shibudi is lav yiraisa. Midiraisa, the property is not mishubid for the loan. So it's only midirabonim, but milva b'shtar you could collect. Here it's a milva b'apeh, you can't collect from the yoshim. There's no shibud, therefore you can't collect from the yoshim. Rabbi Yechonim, Rabbi Shimon, and Lokas Yamatavah, they both say no. Milva b'apeh goyva, b'min a yoshim, b'min a kuchas. Chiddush. Milva b'apeh alone, you collect from both. Min a yoshim, b'min a kuchas. My time is shibud idiraisa. This is the biggest chiddush. The old Shibudi is the Raisa, and there, even though it's a Milva Baper, even though there's a Takon of Lakuchas does not realize it, still they say, so what? Since Shibudi is the Raisa, even though the Leiva dies, the kids have to pay up. Even though the Leiva sold his property already, but that property was Mishubid, Bishast alone, so even though it's Baper, still you have a right to collect. So kids say, Yechon Mishlach is like argues on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says in Milva Baper, you cannot collect from Lakuchas. And they hold, yes, you could collect from the kuchas. Mesrei of the kasha says, "Lacha choyfer bor mishus rabim." Somebody digs a bor mishus rabim.
And while he's digging it, v'nofel olav shor v'hogoy, a shor comes falling in and kills him. Slachas potter, the bal hashor is potter from pain. For loyer, not only this, helishim meis hashor. Let's say the shor died also. So then yorshe bal habor, the yorshim of the bal habor, he died. But chayovim l'shalim d'mei shor lebolov. They have to pay. In other words, the father was a masik. He dug a bore for Shus Rabim, and now his shore fell in and the shore died, so he's chayef to pay the Baha shore, the value of the shore, so the Yoshim have to pay. So here it's something like a Milva Baalpeh, just Tamachoyb, the father had to pay, and it says the Yoshim have to pay it. So here you see, Milva Baalpeh, you won't give him in a Yoshim. So our answer is Omri Ablos, Omri Shomad Bedin. We're talking about the note was a Psak Din, Bezdin already paskin, the father had to pay, and a Psak Bezdin exceeded like a Milva Bishtar. For the more of a Hoga Katonya says he killed the father right there. Omri Avada Barava, Shosa Trefa, just means the shore made the father into a Trefa, to not that he really died, and therefore they took him into a Bezdin and had a Psak Bezdin right after that. For the more of Omri of Nachman, Omri of Nachman to me, Tana Mace, the cover hostum, it says clearly that the father died and they buried him there. So how was there a Psak Bezdin? Samar says, the Yasvi Dani Apumi de Biro. We're talking about that there was a Bezdin sitting there on that, by the opening of the bor, for Chayvu, and they were Machai of the father. Therefore, it has a loch like in Milva Bishtar, that's where there could be Goiva Min Hashibot, from the Kuchas. Ben Chaim, it could be a regular Milva Apeh, you're not Goiva Min Lakuchas. Alright, then let's come on. And Zofta, I'm going to pop the Hilkos, so what's the Maskono? That Milva Apeh, Goiva Min Ayorshim. Milva Apeh, you could be Goiva Min Ayorshim, Vienna Goiva Min Lakuchas, but not from the Kuchas. Goiva Min Ayorshim, more Akadosh, let him adult with my loving. So therefore, the Yorshim have to pay. Even though, like Shibudi is loved, there is, but still you have to pay. Vienna Goiva Min Lakuchas, less like Kolo, there's no Kale. So, these are Lachas. Alright, we'll go with Preskimor again in the next tape.
You do Veskimor again. Daf Kufayin Heyim Abeis. Last Gemara was, again, when Mila Shaila Shibudi is the Raisa the Rabbonin. Gemara says, Meisve have a kasha, 5 months from the bottom. It says, Achoifa bor b'shus rabbin. If somebody is digging a bor b'shus rabbin, to no fall all offshore, while he's digging it, he's inside digging the bor, a knock on top comes down and caves down on top of him, for horga, and kills this person. So Locha is poto, the Baal HaShor is poto, because the person has no right to dig a bor b'shus rabbin. For lawyer, not only this, El Shimeis HaShor, let's say when the shore fell down and killed the one that's digging the bor, the shore also died. So it says clearly, Yorshe Baal HaBor, the Yorshim, the kids of the Baal HaBor, the one that died, Chayovim L'Shalim, Dimei Shor L'Bolov, they have to pay the value of the shore to the owner of the shore. So here, what do we see here? That the father was a Mazik, he dug a bor. And the father is chayav to pay back the Baal HaShor. But it says when the father dies, the Yorshim have to take over. So here we see, Shibudi is the Raisa. And the Chur is only called, like Rashbam says, there's a milva, there's called the milva of Alper. And you see clearly, Goivim and Ayoshim. So it's a Kasha and Rav and Shmuel. The Rav and Shmuel both said that milva of Alper, you do not collect from the Yorshim. And here the father died, and there was no shtar. It was just them. The father made a bor, a shor died there. That's like a milva of Alper. So it's a Kasha and Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara says, no, Omer Rav Lezer, Omer Rav, Bishomad Bedin. We're talking about that he went to Beis Din first, and Beis Din gave a p'sak that he's chayiv, that's considered like a milva b'shtar then, like a curl goes out. For the Gemara, v'horogor ketoni, it says that the shore caved in, the shore killed him. So what do you mean they went to Beis Din? There's no Beis Din there, the shore killed him. Omer Rav Adam Aravo, she'osu treifa. All it means to say is when the shore caved on top of the owner, it made him into a treifa, that's all. Not that it killed him right then. So talking about that they still went to Beis Din, and after the Psak Beis Din, then he died. Murs says no. V'omer Rav Nachman Tani, he learned, Tana, the Tana learned like this, Mace, that the owner died right there in the borough, the shore came tumbling down on top of him and killed him. And it says, V'kovroi, and they buried him right there. V'kovroi Hossam says so, there was no Beis Din, and still it says the Yoshim have to pay this chayv. So here we see milva b'peh, you could collect from the Yoshim. Zemara says no. The case is the Yasve Daini Apumi Debira. We're talking about there was a Beis Din on top of the bor by the cover of the bor. There was a Beis Din there. The chayvu and they paskin that the man, the owner, is chayv to pay the Dimei HaShor, and then he died. So again, it's not called the milva b'peh, but it's considered like Beis Din first gave a psak that the Baal HaShor, the Baal HaBor, has to pay the value of the shore, and then he died. So that's considered like a milva b'shtar, there's a curl. So therefore, it's not a kashan, Rav and Shmuel. A kofan, the Gemara